proclamation number 4837 dated the February 14th, 1950. Retribution, atonement. Eternal order. Forgiveness through Christ. Retribution exists on this earth for all deeds, both good and bad. You cannot sin with impunity, just as you can't do something good without being rewarded. Yet neither fear of punishment nor the expectation of reward should determine whether you perform an evil deed or a good one. Pure love for your neighbor should prevent you from harming him. Instead, you should help him. Hence be willing to be of service to him. You should do good for the sake of it and abhor evil because it is evil. Thus is my will and corresponds to my eternal order. It is the law of the spiritual and therefore also the earthly kingdom to live in my eternal order so as to be happy, and anyone who revokes this law of order is in a wretched state and will be judged accordingly. That is, he will join those spiritual beings which oppose my will, thus likewise disregard my order. The being will be able to realize its wrong there, if it wants to, and likewise have the opportunity to make up for it. Yet this requires an extraordinarily strong will as soon as the being has departed from earth, whereas on earth it can much more easily realize as well as make amends for its wrongdoing. Nevertheless, according to divine justice, every wrongdoing must be atoned for, and you humans should consider this as long as you live on earth. This is why love is constantly preached to you. This is why the gospel, the teaching of Christ, is made accessible to you, so that you will reconsider, recognize your wrongdoing and make an effort to make amends through good deeds, so that you make an effort to live a life of love, which is and forever remains the law of my eternal order. There is retribution, and you can consider yourselves fortunate if you are already allowed to make amends on earth, for it is extremely difficult in the beyond to dispose of your guilt, so difficult, that you will need an incomprehensibly long time for it. While on earth you may take refuge in the one who died on behalf of your guilt of sin. Yet this always requires the realization of your guilt and the will to dispose of it through a righteous atonement or through the help of Jesus Christ, whom you must call upon for forgiveness of your guilt. But this necessitates that you despise it yourselves and have the firm will to become better and to enter my law of eternal order, to live a life of love according to my will. Amen.